Welcome back to Matson Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A couple of good things I was very glad to see. I just said in the previous section how I think that we have got to get far more weapons and far more lethal weapons to Zelensky now. And I mean now, before it's too late, because the day is going to come when we're going to have to use those lethal weapons in defense of NATO countries or in defense of Finland or Sweden who are trying to get into NATO. And at that point, it's going to be, you talk about enraging a guy at that point, if he's already won in Ukraine and Moldova, what do you think is going to happen? Stop him now with these wonderful surrogate Ukrainian troops. And that's a sentiment that doesn't just come from me. That sentiment comes from, and just came yesterday, from a prior U.S. ambassador to NATO. Our ambassador to NATO, his name is Dalder, D-A-A-L-D-E-R, and he issued a statement, quote, "We have to bring as much military capability to Ukraine as possible." And what am I talking? We've talked about planes. Let's be a little blunter about what we need. We need better air defense systems. We have a serial system of air defense. Some can shoot down airplanes, read helicopters, really, at 5,000 feet. Not a lot of airplanes can get to 5,000 feet when you get a shot at them. Another at 20,000 feet and another far above that. Let's let Ukraine impose its own no-fly zone. We don't need our Air Force and Navy pilots to fly over Ukraine. They have terrific pilots. We have terrific planes for them. They're MiGs, old Soviet planes, but they're very good. And they're in the possession of our Eastern European allies who are now in NATO and used to be Warsaw Pact countries. What the former U.S. ambassador to NATO, Dalder, said is, quote, "We have to bring as much military capacity to Ukraine as possible." Let's do it. Let me give you another example. There's something like 70 ships, warships, in the Black Sea and the Sea of Azov, Russian, that Turkey, our supposed NATO ally, permitted to go in through the Dardanelles, which is the access to the Black Sea. And then after that said, well, we're not going to let any warships in, as if they're being equal opportunity employers here. Very treacherous and sneaky. This is the seat of the Ottoman Empire that goes back 1,300 years. However, they do go along with us in some things. We have to mollycoddle them. We have to tickle them under the chin with a turkey feather every once in a while. They're trying to get them in, to get into the EU. We don't want them in the EU. The minute they get in the EU, any EU citizen can go anywhere in Europe, and they'll let in whoever they want from Syria and Iraq and everywhere else, and they'll flood Europe. We do not want that from these characters. But if they can be useful to us, fine. In this case, there are now 70 warships in the Black Sea and the Sea of Azov. They are planning an amphibious assault. I was stationed at an amphibious base in the Navy in Little Creek, Virginia. Any sailors out there stationed in Little Creek, Virginia? You know that's where we home port for the Second Fleet. We home port our LSTs and LSDs. LSD does not refer to an illegal drug. It refers to landing ship docks. LSTs are landing ship tanks. You've seen these movies where the ship comes up and suddenly a broad door or gate tumbles down from the front and all the guys come running out with their machine guns and bayonets. Well, they're going to do that. The Ruskies are doing that in Ukraine. They're about to do it, and they're about to do it near Odessa, which is a port, and it's the access for Ukraine to international waters. It's also the hub of Ukrainian economic activity. Remember something, Ukraine is 44 million people. That seems like a lot. We have like 350 million people, and we have oceans on both sides and ports all over the place. If they choke off Ukraine's only port, they choke that off in Odessa, and I mean the only significant commercial port. You know, one of the things that just absolutely has amazed me is how does a country continue to feed itself and produce goods and services and have an economy when you have Russian sadists going through the country, mining it in civilian areas, murdering civilians, and bombing it continuously. Ukraine was one of the major wheat exporters in the world, wheat exporters. As a result of all these attacks, how would you like to run a farm in Ukraine and try to grow wheat, bring it to market and sell it? Are you kidding me? There are bombs going off all over the place, Russian troops going looking to kill civilians. You know who's going to get hurt the most from this? Is Africa. They depend on Ukrainian wheat in a lot of those countries. We have great wheat producers ourselves. We're going to have to make up the slack. What Russia's doing is basically starving third world countries by doing this. In any event, this amphibious landing that they're planning near Odessa, you can't just expect a couple of Ukrainian soldiers to stand on a beach with conventional weapons and shoot them as they come out of the water. They'll get a few of them and the rest of them will swarm up there. You have to have ordnance. You have to have weapons that can stop them. They're called shorter ship missiles, what they're called. And you stand there, and as they approach, you fire on the ships. You got to have that. We haven't given it to them. Why haven't we given it to them? We're going to have to use it against Russia somewhere. If we don't use it here, we're going to use it in Poland. We're going to use it, all of this stuff, planes and everything else, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania. We can intervene in Moldova when they go in. They already have a plan that was inadvertently released by the Russian pawn, Lukashenko of Belarus, where he was showing a chart to some journalists. This is on public TV and said, after this, we're going into Moldova, which is right next to Ukraine. You know, Romania and Poland have borders on, with these countries, and Romania and Poland are in NATO. They're in NATO. Why are we not using our Ukrainian allies to stop them now? Why is it that we would resist a Russian attack on Finland and Sweden, which Russia has threatened because they're not in NATO? They're not in NATO. Russia said, if you apply for NATO, we'll attack you militarily. If that happened, Biden hasn't said this, we would respond. Why would we respond there and not Ukraine? Especially when the Ukrainians aren't asking for our soldiers. They're asking for weapons. Are we stupid? Is something wrong here? Yeah, there's something very wrong here. And that is, in the United States, Biden has one eye on Trump, Tucker Carlson, and Hawley, who are traitors. They betrayed us to Putin. They're pro-Putin. And what Biden is worried about is that Trump will get the MAGA crowd to be pro-Putin. There was an unbelievable interview in Michigan at a Trump rally where they interviewed a woman who said she thought Putin should be president of the United States. You know, what kind of person would say that? Did she take any high school civics? I don't care if she took any high school civics. Did she ever have a warm conversation with her grandparents, her parents? You know, does she know what it means to be an American? These are sick people. A lot of them are very, very sick people. And, you know, here's the deal. And I don't know how many times I have to say this. I say it every show till I'm blue in the face. Get them the weapons. Are we crazy? The heck with Trump, Tucker Carlson, and Hawley. They're garbage. Throw them to the side. We're Americans. We're Americans. Get them the weapons. Best fighters in the world. They'll go after the Ruskies. What, we're going to sit back and say, you can torture people, tie their hands behind their back, burn their flesh, and shoot them? Go ahead. Just don't do it in Poland or Romania. No, no, no. That doesn't work. We're going to a break. Getting very exercised about this. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.